97 FM 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty on the Jack Spring Electric Newsmaker Hotline. DeSoto Parish Sheriff Jason Richardson joining us. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
I kind of hope to hear behind you.
You're not up in it yet.
You're not up in the chopper then.
Not yet. They're going to pick me up in a few.
Sweet.
You've had a helicopter for how long in DeSoto Parish?
We've had it for a little over 10 years.
Okay. And now you're getting another one? Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been working for the last probably 2 years with the governor's office and state police to be able to kind of upgrade what we have been doing. And so about a year ago, the state police started to acquire their new helicopters, and we kind of got pick of the litter of what they had, and ended up with a Bell 206 that was still in good shape and flying, but we were having it completely retrofitted, and it'll be basically a new helicopter.
205,
when we get it.
206, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this a replacement or an addition to?
It's as of right now, it's going to be in addition to. We're aware that when we get this, it's got all kind of new technology and equipment in it that we know we're going to be back and forth getting things straightened out that is normal with a new helicopter. And so at least through that period, we're going to maintain the second one. And the new one has been paid for and is operational. And so we make that as a backup, because again, there's maintenance that goes on with these aircraft that could take sometimes, you know, weeks to complete. And so being there's no additional cost to keeping the other one outside of the little bit of maintenance, since it won't be flown much, we're likely to keep both of them.
Now, you went before the city council asking them for money to help fund the program so you could have a cooperative endeavor agreement so that the choppers could be used to help Shreveport. How many other communities are you going to be getting involved? I mean, how many others do you need involved to help foot the bill?
We're in a situation where we generally couldn't utilize a helicopter full-time in DeSoto Parish. We just don't have crime or the need for that. And to be honest, Shreveport probably couldn't justify that alone. But collectively, we certainly have plenty to do. So we're working with Shreveport, and we've been in contact with Sheriff Whitehorn in Caddo, as well as the sheriff in Bossier, Sheriff Whittington. And so we're working. Obviously, Shreveport is a direct neighbor to us. We have to work with them on a nearly daily basis. And so that's our first stop of getting all that complete and working out all of the kinks with that. And then we'll be moving from there. But our main objective is certainly to get Shreveport on board. I'm sure you watched the meeting last night. One of the big things is fixing communication. And while we talk often, we're fully integrated communication, all of us. We all have the same type radio systems, but we don't communicate using that. And so this is going to push to fix all of it, put us in a place we've never been. Mm-hmm.
Talking with Sheriff Jason Richardson. Jason, I'm just curious, just when you have a chopper and now you're going to have two, the pilot situation, do you just go look at your deputies and go, hey, Charlie, you want to fly a chopper? Go take some lessons. Obviously, you hire pilots. How many do you have? Are they full-time DeSoto Parish Sheriff's deputies, or how does that work?
So, no, we went on a we've had a pilot for some time, but he had other duties. We actually recruited two new pilots and went on kind of a national search for the most qualified people that we could find. And so one started yesterday, and the other starts November 1st. But no, we went through a national search, and I think we ended up interviewing 11 people from South Dakota to New York, Baltimore,
nice,
California, and ended up with two extremely qualified, battle-tested people that fly in tactical type situations. And so this is
probably former military.
They're current military.
Okay. What do you anticipate the protocol for how the chopper is requested? Shreveport needs it for a chase. Bossier needs it for, something else. How's that going to work? Who's going to make those ultimate decisions?
So the way that we intend on it working is that we hope that they don't have to request it. What we hope is that in our communications radio monitoring, that by the time they realize they need it, the helicopter's already on the way. So they'll be up every day that permits. They'll be up flying during specific hours that we kind of come up with using some analytics of what is, you know, again, what if you're having armed robberies and that time seems to be at 10:30 at night, then that will be their flight time is during a buffer zone on either time. They'll sit down and stonewall and monitor traffic and they'll respond appropriately. But we're not going to get bogged down in through a chain and call and get permission to get the helicopter. The helicopter's just coming.
Wow. Okay.
Nice.
And how soon do you need these cooperative endeavor agreements signed?
Well, we're hoping to get them in place by the first of the year. And certainly with Shreveport, that's their, you know, in their budget works now. And so I think that's, it seems to be positive, specifically after last night's meeting. I think that certainly looks like it's inevitable. We're not in any time crunch. I mean, we're actually operational today with our current helicopter. If they called now, we're able to respond. But this is kind of next level stuff.
And what are, Sheriff Richardson, what are some of the scenarios? You mentioned bank robberies. What are some of the most common scenarios that the helicopter is used for? Do you use it for traffic enforcement?
No, not as of right now. I mean, certainly you could do reckless driving. That is something, and we often get those calls on the interstate where, you know, you get a report of reckless drivers. And so you could, if they're in the air, certainly use it for locating those people or it's kind of obvious from above when someone is speeding, if you compare them to traffic. And so certainly that could be used for that, but that's not certainly our intention. We're looking for supportive officers on the ground, supporting things such as Mardi Gras parades or Independence Bowl and all of those community events where having an overhead eye in the sky is beneficial, as well as even things such as accidents on I-20 where traffic is a problem. You can use that. They can respond and be there faster than likely scenes on the ground and kind of give them an idea of what's going on. So that's just a couple of scenarios.
Interesting.
Very nice.
Appreciate your time, Sheriff. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Talk to you.
Breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarthy on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Well, Aaron did announce yesterday, excuse me, that she was having a medical procedure. In fact, she goes in this morning, I think, yes, about 6:30. So,
oh, good. She got the early stuff.
Yep, she did. She texted and said, yay, she was hoping to get the early.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, get it out of the way.
Get it scheduled and get it done. And she's going to be staying with a friend and taken care of. So we hope the best. It'll be. It's nothing, like she said.
No,
it's not,
no.
It's not life-threatening or anything.
Yeah,
it's
nothing
just
to sweat over.
It's just there's no such thing as minor surgery when it's you.
Exactly.
So, and it was ironic because I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and it was just dermatologist. My wife and my daughter are like, Dad, you got to go get this checked. And being fair-skinned and freckled and I need to take more care. I don't like putting on sunscreen. I just don't, or bug spray. I don't like putting that. I just,
it's an icky feeling. I completely agree. I'll do it. I do the spray on for both.
Right.
The spray on sunscreen is the least offensive to me, but it still leaves this weird film on my face.
Right. Exactly.
It feels weird.
Now I'll do them. I'm not saying I'm not going to do that. That's just stupid. But like when we were at the beach at Micah's, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I put it on my arms and legs. And I ride a bike, so the wind on my face and yeah, the sun. So you gotta be careful. And boy, she took that can of free. I guess it's basically just Freon. They're just shooting this stuff. It's like, I'm gonna freeze this. Okay. No problem. You have fun.
It's relatively painless.
Right. Well,
just burns.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's not like, screaming. It's just not fun.
No, it's not pleasant.
But it was kind of, but then it made me laugh because they, in when you fill out the paperwork, whenever you go to the doctor, any doctor, any family history on Saturday, I'm like, I don't know. I laughed so hard with Nate Bargatze when he says, how are you supposed to know family history?
Right.
Which is, what does everybody get around at Christmas and go, all right, everybody come here. All right, who's got heart disease? Anybody right. got heart disease?
Yeah. Right. Anybody in here got IBS? You want to tell me? Anybody with right. irritable bowel syndrome?
I need some family history.
Uncle John, you got IBS, right? I need to tell my doctor.
So, yeah, it just I thought about that yet, and it actually made me laugh at the doctor's office, and I thought ironic. I'm at the doctor's office, and Aaron's going to be out for a while, so. But she, for those that are asking, she's doing fine, or she's going to be fine.
Yes.
And, It's not life threatening or anything like that. It's just a procedure, and she's gonna be back here hopefully before too long.
She's keeping us posted, and we'll keep you posted.
Absolutely. I've got Jeff Luce going to be in this morning. I've got Louis Avalone lined up, and so we're gonna have. In fact, we're gonna talk with Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, coming up here in about 10 minutes. 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty.
Back with more on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Louisiana Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson joining us coming up just after the break. We're going to talk about life and philosophy and probably some economic development and whatnot. Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Mike and McCarty in studio with Louisiana Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for getting up early and coming in. I was thinking on the
before
phone.
Before the sun today.
This is Ruben always says, see you dark and early in the morning when we leave. So sad truth to that. But we were just talking before we went on during the break, and it's very exciting where Louisiana is now, even compared to just like you said, a couple of years ago. I mean, we have come to accept it's been the norm. We're 49th and 50th in everything. And that's not the case anymore.
You're right. I mean, I think that's, you know, one of the things I like to emphasize is we have kind of accepted this idea that Louisiana is going to be at the bottom of these lists and we can't get out of our own way. And I mean, now, I mean, honestly, the state is just in a completely different place than it was just 2 years ago. You know, I think you can look at, obviously, I was involved in the tax reform that I think really moved the state forward significantly. That's been a problem for generations that's held us back. I know you had Cade Brumley on yesterday talking about education. I worked on that a lot in the legislature to up our literacy numbers, help elementary literacy. Like now we're 16th in the country. You know, we used to be 49th or something like that. So
that's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my point is that, you know, policy really makes a difference in these things. You know, it's not just words on paper. It's not just some guys arguing in Baton Rouge. You can really make improvements that change people's lives. If all the kids can read, it's a huge difference than what it's been, honestly, all of Louisiana history. And I mean, now we have a tax code that's one of the most competitive in the country, and you're seeing billions and billions. I think it's $70 billion just in the last couple months. I mean, it's a huge amount of money that's coming into Louisiana that's creating jobs, that's going to feed families. And it's really just night and day compared to 2 years ago.
And I think I know the answer. What do you attribute this turnaround to?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it was a significant amount of work from almost everybody in state government. I mean, the legislature's worked really hard. They've gone in 15 different, you know, special sessions or something like that. I mean, the governor gets up every day and, you know, says, how can we fix everything in this state? And I mean, I know he calls me and a whole lot of people before, you know, 6 a.m. That's how it works. But there's been a significant amount of work to, you know, fix the tax code. You know, economic development agency was restructured. We had already done a lot of work on the education front. They've continued that in the last couple of years, too. I think you're going to see the next 5 years in Louisiana will be nothing like the last 50. You're going to see people moving here. You're going to see growth here that you haven't seen in our lifetimes.
Well, we've already seen a turnaround in out-migration for the first time in years.
We did, yes. It was only minimal. It was like 10,000. But it's it's got the right sign in front of that 10,000.
An aircraft carrier takes miles to make a turn. And so
that's right.
We added about an aircraft carrier battle group, I guess, is what we added last year. So.
Well, let's talk about you mentioned tax reform.
Yeah.
And the difference in what's difference in, you know.
Yeah, so we had pretty much the most comprehensive tax reform that's ever happened in the United States, like not even just in Louisiana history, but probably in the country. And so in 2024, we had a special session at the end of in November of 2024, and we basically rewrote the entire tax code. So we started with the most complicated, obviously most uncompetitive tax code. It had a lot of really burdensome taxes. It was in a very complicated way. So you had really high rates. You had to clip all these coupons to try and get it down. It was really riddled with special interest loopholes. And we really went through, cleaned most of that out. We lowered the rates. We now have the second lowest income tax rate in the country, 3%. It's flat 3%. Everybody pays the same thing. We did something similar for corporations. We lowered the corporate rate from the highest in the South down to just about average. We put some very competitive tax changes in there. And we also got rid of the corporate franchise tax, which is kind of a wealth tax on companies. And that's been something that's been a burden on the state since 1934. So it's been around for a long time, and that's one of those things that's been driving investment out of the state. And guess what? It was like we did this big reform in November of last year, you know, and it's like you flipped a switch. Like billions of dollars just started flowing in. I mean, it was not easy. I mean, it was a very calculated plan to get this all done, but you've seen significant investment. You've seen the benefits of those changes have been almost astronomical.
Have we made some changes in inventory tax and things like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we have there's actually a constitutional amendment on the ballot. Obviously, we had Amendment 2 that failed in the spring. That was a very comprehensive rewrite of Article 7 of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. There's an amendment on the ballot in, I think, April 18th of next year that will basically allow parishes to opt out of levying the inventory tax. And I'd say that's one of the last frontiers for us as far as competitiveness. We have a very uncompetitive tax on business inventory that I think keeps a lot of these bigger manufacturers, it keeps a lot of these some of these bigger businesses out of Louisiana. And so that's going to be on the ballot April 18th. I encourage you to vote yes. But it basically will allow each parish to opt out of it if they want to, if they have the resources. And I think that'd be one of the best things they could do for economic development.
So if this goes through, then it'll go to each parish and they will be able to.
So basically every parish, their school board, their sheriff, and their parish council, whatever, will be able to opt out of. If they all agree, they'll be able to opt out of levying the inventory tax. We also have an incentive about $15 million that the state will pay to them to make that election. So it kind of sweetens the pot a little bit. But I think from an economic development perspective, that's one of the most important things they could do. That's a terrible tax.
It's horrible.
Anyone that owns a business will curse it up and down every day.
The fact that you have to pay tax on the chair that you're sitting in this year and next year and the year after that. You know, I mean, those are just tough deals just in general.
What is the logic there? I mean, I know what the reasoning is. How do you apply logic to that, though?
Yeah, so
you're continually paying tax on old. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's like if you have a Home Depot or something, right? Mm-hmm. Home Depot has to pay tax, like property tax, on all the weed whackers and everything on the shelves. So it's millions and millions of dollars. Well, if you have, say, like a big car manufacturer, right? Sure. Like they have in every other state in the South, you have a big car manufacturer, you have $100 million in inventory, maybe. And maybe even more than that. And you got to pay tax on property tax on all of those cars that are just sitting out there while you're building them. So it's very uncompetitive. Louisiana has the worst version, and that's why we're trying to have this approach.
So there are efforts to
eliminate
that or change it?
It's going to be on the ballot April 18th, basically to allow parishes to opt out. So it's in the Constitution. you have to amend the Constitution even to give the parishes just the ability to opt out of it.
But what would be the incentive for a parish to opt out of millions of dollars in tax revenue?
So most, about 40 parishes collect a relatively minimal amount of money from it because they just don't have a lot of inventory. There's not a lot of business there. And so the thought was, you know, if you're, say, Ascension Parish on the river and you have these huge chemical plants and you're getting, $20 million a year from inventory, you can keep it, right? Everything's going great for you. But if you're a smaller parish like in rural North Louisiana and you say, I want to be competitive for a new lumber mill, I want to be competitive for, you know, a giant car manufacturer, opt out of the tax, you might get $100,000 a year from it or something. The state will give you up to $15 million, which is 3 years of the collections. And then that way you can hold over for some period of time. And then, you can see that investment. You can see that growth coming from that.
Tell me about changes. You mentioned changes in your office.
Yeah, so we've done a lot. And, I'm also the revenue secretary. So, I'm in charge of 750 people. And that's, they've helped me accomplish a lot of these changes. I didn't do it all myself, thank God. But we have, we're in charge with collecting all the taxes for the state, sales tax, income tax. And we've made that significantly easier. I was joking that when I came on, I think there was the people before me or whatever, the idea was that you had to go through as many clicks as possible to pay. You had to make it as difficult. You couldn't read the letters. And so we tried to go through and make the letters very easy to understand so that you know what you need to do. We tried to make it all electronic so that you can, scan a QR code now. In our next round of the newest, bills and stuff that go out, you can scan a QR code, you can pay, you can get a payment plan, you can do all this stuff without ever picking up the phone and calling anybody. You can just understand everything and just make it as easy as possible. I told them, make the website as easy as possible. You don't have to click through 3,000 things to get to the information, I feel like that was, whoever designed the website was paid by how many clicks you had to make to get to the, what you were looking for.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
It definitely, and I, just a testimony to that, it made it so much easier on our business. I mean, it is, you guys have done that very, very well. So I'm very thankful because I was part of the old school when we had to do a million things just to pay just sales tax. I mean, It was a headache.
Yeah, and I mean, we've made it so, we're trying to make it so that everything you ever need to do, you can do online in your own account and manage it, just like you can with, your Amazon bill or Amazon account, right? You don't have to go and call a million people. Mm-hmm. I've never talked to anyone at Amazon, and at least my wife spends a ton of money there, I think bought Jeff Bezos a yacht, but I mean, I think that's the whole, we have a very, I think, customer service mindset now, Department of Revenue. Everybody hates paying taxes, but we should at least make it as painless as possible, right?
Now, when you mentioned the tax reform, what kind of economic development progress have we seen since?
Oh, I mean, significant. I mean, obviously, it's funny when I was running for governor, I used to joke, that, how do you get back at somebody for running against your governor? You make him revenue secretary, right? That's what you figured out.
Yeah.
I usually, come up here all the time. I came up to North Louisiana, frequently. Mm-hmm. And everybody would say, how do you make sure, don't forget about North Louisiana. We need stuff too. Because I'll tell you what it was, is we had a tax code that was completely slanted to basically industrial manufacturing on the river. Like if you weren't that, you pretty much were kind of out in the woods. And so now you have a very competitive tax code where I think North Louisiana, Central Louisiana are going to benefit significantly. You can see that, obviously Meta's building a $10 to $50 billion data center up in Richland Parish. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's just a game changer. I was in Ruston a few weeks ago, and it's funny because the change in the attitude, now they're like, oh, well, welcome to Ruston, like I'm landing in, Dubai or something. It's completely different than it was a few years ago.
Well, they do have
ago.
A Buc-ee's coming.
They're going to have a Buc-ee's too, no kidding. I think you can see you got the Meta project that's billions of dollars. You have the Hyundai plant in Ascension Parish that's billions of dollars. You have all these LNG manufacturers.
So exciting.
It's just, I think it is, it's good that it's spread out through the state. It's not just in, Cameron Parish and they're building another LNG plant. That's great. But it's not just there. It's across the state. And I think you're going to see in the next couple of years even a more significant investment in Louisiana. It's really everywhere is going to be very competitive. And I'm excited about it, if you can't tell. I mean, I think it's the great news. I've been foolishly optimistic about the future of the state for a long time. And now I will say I'm confidently optimistic.
Well, and then how refreshing is this?
100%.
To be able to have this type of discussion as opposed to 2, 3, 4 years ago when it was, well, this is what we need to fix. These are the problems we have. This is why. And And now it's, look at the progress. We've got a wrap, but thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
You're speaking later today in Bossier.
Yes.
And so
the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you. Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary. Have a great week. Thank Mike you. And McCarty, 101.7 FM. By the way, coming up after the news, Terry McKnight going to be joining us with Crime Stoppers. Today is Burgers for the Badge, and you can still help find out how. 101.7 FM, 710 KU.
More breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 KU.
Always enjoyed talking with Richard. Yeah. Smart guy.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Smart guy. And very, very just, again, and I meant what I said when he was here about how refreshing is it that this is the direction that we're going.
Yeah.
And we're our own, and it starts in Shreveport, too. We're our own worst enemy. Well, sure, Shreveport sucks. And our perception is what people are going to see.
Yeah, we've always been so quick to identify the negative things about where we live. But the truth is, I love where we live. And, you know, there's no better place to raise a family than right here. And when they're making changes like that, then it's just going to increase the quality of life that we have here. And so I love listening to what he had to say.
Coming up after the news, top of the hour, Terry McKnight going to be joining us from Crime Stoppers. Very special day today. Burgers for the Badge. You can help support local law enforcement. And I love, again, this focus on positivity because local law enforcement's gotten a bad rap past few years. And I would love to see things that help turn that around. Not so much locally.
Sure.
But on a national platform. So we'll talk with him after the news. Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron, 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and on the free Kiel app. FM 710 Kiel, Mike and McCarty, Aaron out, Jeff Luce in for Aaron today. In studio this morning, Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers. Today, Terry, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Get real close to that mic for
okay,
me.
Okay, there we go.
Today is Burgers for the Badge.
Correct.
And it just happened to fall on Police Appreciation Day. What a coincidence.
not exactly. This is the fourth Burgers for the Badge event, which started kind of small and it's just really grown. And we're looking, the National Police Appreciation Day is in January. You can't do anything outside in January, you know, in Louisiana, really anywhere in the country. And so we already started this event. And so after the third year, the mayor said, instead of reinventing the wheel, why don't we, you know, piggyback on this and make this Police Appreciation Day.
So
and
this is Shreveport Police Appreciation Day.
This is Shreveport's official Police Appreciation Day. The mayor proclaimed it last month. And then we're working on, you know, building the day out. So if anybody has more ideas about building the day out, share them with me. But Lamar Advertising came on and following Burgers for the Badge at lunch, we're doing a, it's called the...
The
bowling tournament, Bragging Rights Bowling
Bragging
Tournament.
Bragging Rights, yes.
Where
yes.
we have, where we're taking over all-star lanes and we're going to have Shreveport Police against the Marshal's Office, against the State Police, against Caddo Sheriff. So that's a new thing for this year as well. And so, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be exciting today.
The public, they obviously can come and watch the bowling tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. They would love that. You know, they're going to have the concession and the bar stocked. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to, but it's going to be a new event.
And All-Star Lanes is Out Mansfield?
Yeah, Mansfield Road.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
We have to be Shreveport because we're...
I know. I'm just making sure. Just yeah, clarifying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
We have to do that. Yep.
So tell me about Burgers for the Badge. How did this get started and where is it today?
Yeah.
And can people and still get involved?
Yes. And so we do it right at the police station, which is 1234 Texas Street, you know, downtown, the old police station, which actually this is a big send-off for it because this is... the police chief is saying we're going to do our final salute to that building before it gets taken down, which is going to be early next year. And I believe the new headquarters is going to be built at that site, but not quite as big, you know, because that was the old city hall, I believe.
So it was a hospital it originally.
Really?
100,000 years ago.
That makes sense.
I think yeah. If I'm remembering right. And then became City Hall.
Yeah. Probably the loony bin, too.
I remember going in there a few years ago. In fact, talking with then Captain Smith about some property. And I remember thinking, and this has to have been 10 years ago, maybe not quite that long ago, thinking, good gosh, this place is a dump.
Oh.
And this was,
yeah. You know,
so
yeah.
I'm so glad that they're finally getting this going.
Yes.
Getting a new headquarters.
Yeah. And so as we're building this out, you know, we want the whole public to be involved. And so how do you do that? How do you get everyone involved? And what we feel is a lot of people, you know, they want to thank an officer for their service, but they don't know how. You know, sometimes they'll pick up their meal at a you know, Denny's or something like that. But everyone can thank an officer for their service on this day. All you do is you go to Crime Stoppers website, or even today you can go to 710 Keel's website. We've taken that website over and thank an officer for their service. You know, it's $10. What you're doing is you're sponsoring an officer for the day. That helps cover our cost for Burgers for the Badge and then for the bowling tournament. And any funds that's left over goes into Crime Stoppers Tip Fund, which helps us solve, you know, crimes and prevent crimes. So it's a great day. A lot of people have already been helping us with this. And but I challenge everybody. I mean, it's $10. Thank an officer. If you're on your way to work, talk to the boss man and say, hey, how about we buy a couple officers lunch today, and it'd be much appreciated by them and by Crime Stoppers.
And the event is today.
Today, Burgers for the Badge is from 11 to 4.
But people can still make donations.
Absolutely. Today, tomorrow, whenever they like.
And the website, Crime Stoppers?
Crime Stoppers, CattoCrimeStoppers.com, or as of today, you can go on to 710 Keel.
My daughter, I remember... when the sniper was taking out police officers in Dallas.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
That was just a couple of years ago.
It was horrible.
It was hideous.
Yeah.
And once that was resolved, the whole city was in shock. And my daughter, and she called me, she lived in Dallas at the time, and she said that she was downtown and she was at a red light and there was an officer. And you could tell he was standing on the corner in downtown Dallas. And she goes, Dad, I got out of my car and I just went and gave him a hug. And he had tears in his eyes.
That's so, yeah.
And I just.
They're people. They're people. And I'll share a story. The very first time we did Burgers for the Badge, we were setting up and early. And all the police cars were heading on the interstate. They came back just shaken. I mean, you can see it in their face. And what had happened was that was the morning that this terrible person kidnapped his girlfriend's two young children. I want to say they were 2 and 4 and killed them at Bill Cockrell Park on Pines Road. And then killed himself. Mm-hmm. And they came back from that and just shaken. And I said, how do I do this event? I mean, how do I do it? And they looked at me and said, thank you for this. We really needed this. And I was like, wow. So I've been totally committed to it. And the public has been as well. So, again, you know, thank an officer. honk, you know, give him a pat on the back, give him a little honk on the horn.
Buy him a burger.
Yeah. Buy him a burger, $10.
What's your goals for today?
Terry, I tell you what, hold that thought. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers in studio. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron in studio with Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers. Terry, we've heard, it seems like to me, we've heard about Crime Stoppers forever. It's been around since, I guess, the early 90s, though. Yeah,
1991, it was enacted by the Louisiana legislature.
So tell me about how Crime Stoppers actually works when somebody calls 673-7373.
That's right. Yeah, they call
in. Look at me right off the top of my head.
Well done. Ah. Yes.
They call in the number. They go to our website, CatoCrimeStoppers.com, or they use the app, which is called P3 Tips.
Okay.
Which the app is great because you can even upload pictures and videos or what have you. So they give us information, and it could be about an existing crime that we're trying to get more information about, especially with shootings. It could be about, you know, who is this person that we're trying to identify? That could be like a store theft, but most of the stuff, I would say half of it, is new information. So stuff that isn't on the police's radar and needs to be. So all those come in to Crime Stoppers. It's all anonymous, of course. And then we determine the right police agency and then the right department in that agency to provide that information to, and sometimes working hand in hand even with the detective. If we use the app, we could confidentially go back to that person and ask follow-up questions. So,
when somebody has a tip and they go to p3tips.com, is there an app that they download to their phone, P3 Tips?
That is it. Yeah. If you go to the app store and put in P3 Tips,
okay,
you'll download that onto your phone.
So when they send a message to P3 Tips,
yes,
it says it's completely anonymous.
Correct.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's totally encrypted. And
so you don't see any numbers or names?
No, it's by law. It has to be. It's like I
said. But I know a lot of people are like, oh, I want to give them a tip, but I know it's not really anonymous. They're going to, with caller ID, they're going to know who I am, but that's not how it works.
No, it has to be. By law, it's absolutely anonymous. And we don't want to know their name.
It's nationwide as well, right?
Yeah, nationwide. Each state is run a little bit differently, but there's 500 nationwide. And so I'll get tips that come in from other states all the time saying, hey, this bad guy is or gal is now in your area, you know, and we'll put that on our police's website. And I'm actually, I can't share too much, but I have somebody that I'm tracking right now that's moving across country. It's pretty far away right now, but as soon as I get that arrest, I'll be happy to share it with you, because I'm not giving up on this one until he's in custody.
It's pretty rewarding, isn't it? I mean, just being able to see these happen.
Yeah, it is. I guess I've always wanted to be a little bit of a detective, so Crime Stoppers is a good way to do it.
But now, law enforcement is not your background. How did you, Terry McKnight, get involved with Crime Stoppers?
I was asked to be on the board probably 15 years ago. So I've served on the board, and then I was serving as president of the board. And we had a great director named Jim Hacker, who was a retired Shreveport police officer.
Captain.
Everybody knows Jim. And luckily, Jim was able to retire and go fishing in South Texas. So that's where he is now. And so I jumped in as the interim director. And then a couple years ago, just made it permanent. So we're seeing a lot of good things with Crime Stoppers. Our tips are way up. We're paying out anywhere from 10 to 12 rewards each month, averaging about $8,000.
Really?
A month. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is nowhere near where we get funded through the court system, but that's another story. So we have to be creative. One of the ways we can be creative is with this Burgers for the Badge Police Appreciation Day. So, you know, again, hop on over to 710 Keel. You'll see Crime Stoppers website on there, and it's Police Appreciation Day. Buy an officer lunch for $10.
Let's wrap up with Police Appreciation Day, Burgers for the Badge today. It'll be the location will be y'all cooking burgers.
Yeah, it's fully catered. We have so many people involved. Shane's does our burgers and jambalaya. We have Zawali tamales. We have all these things for the officers. We serve 350 officers at that event.
Wow.
But we also have a big to-go thing that my amazing wife, Dominique McKnight, runs. And we'll be sending anywhere from 150 to 200 meals for all the officers that can't make it to the event, like at the detention center or at, you know, all throughout the parish. So they'll get theirs too.
And the Burgers for the Badge is at the police station, 1234 Texas.
Yeah, there's actually some beautiful oak trees there right on the corner of Murphy.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
Texas. So we'll be underneath the oak trees today. And then tonight is the first year for we're doing the Bragging Rights Bowling Tournament. So all the agencies get to compete against each other. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And they'll have pizza and bowling and beer if they're off duty. So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of, you know, we're trying to make Police Appreciation Day a full day of fellowship and support for them, because so many times, you know, these officers just see each other cross agency when it's a bad thing. So,
right. Sure.
You know, let's try.
And if people still want to help, they can do that by?
They can do that by, again, going to Crime Stoppers website or 710 Keel's website today, donating $10 that sponsors an officer. Helps defer the costs of this, and then any extra funds goes into our Crime Stopper tip fund, so we can pay people for giving us crime solving and crime stopping rewards.
Terry, thanks for coming out.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it. Good luck with the event. I'm hoping to see you out there.
Yes, sir.
101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike, and McCarty.
Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Jeff Luce in studio for Aaron McCarty. She is she's doing a procedure. It's not life threatening. It's serious, but it's going to take her out for just a little bit. It's just something you end up having to do sometimes.
And so, she's going to be missed.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Already.
Yes.
Already. So just keep her in your prayers, but everything's fine. Jeff, thank you for coming out.
So glad to be here.
You were talking just real quickly. I thought this was interesting too. When we talked with DeSoto Sheriff Jason Richardson,
yes,
about
the helicopter,
their helicopter,
mm-hmm.
And you brought up a point that I meant to ask also.
Yeah, that I was surprised when he said that Shreveport couldn't justify having a helicopter, that, you know, that didn't make sense. And yet he also said that DeSoto Parish has had one for 10 years. And I looked up the population. DeSoto Parish has 27,000 people on a good day. And Shreveport, you know what, 200,000, 190,000? Right. So is DeSoto Parish just so crime-laden? I don't know. Or, you know, that they need the helicopter, but Shreveport is crime-free? I just haven't. It really surprised me that was a thing that we couldn't justify. But, you know, and it probably has something to do with they have a lot more money.
And I remember, well, did Haynesville make the shale money?
Right, yeah.
Make a huge difference there?
Because they're also talking about having a spare, you know. Right. So, and everybody needs a spare copter.
He's keeping the original, yeah. I know. Right. I was hoping he'd donate it to me. I want to learn how to fly choppers. I'd love to do that.
Those are the most horrifying instruments on Earth. I've only been in one time, and it is that. I would rather be on a Ferris wheel at the fair than I would be in a helicopter.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the fair, because the only time I've been in a helicopter was the one at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, I worked in this building. That's how long ago it was. On KWKH,
yes.
The Radio Ranch. and we broadcast from the fair.
Yeah.
And I had, it's called a MARTI unit. It's a portable broadcast unit, basically.
Sure.
That shoots a signal to a tower and it shoots it to the station, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I got in the helicopter. And they ride you around the fairgrounds and, yeah. you know, a couple of minutes of helicopter ride. And I get motion sickness real bad. Mm. Which we've talked about.
Right,
We talked about the cruises right. and flying commercially and stuff like that. Even just riding in a car, if I'm not driving,
yeah.
it's just not a fun experience.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not something you grow out of. But riding in that helicopter was so much fun.
Really?
I never once got sick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because it was, at that time, it was kind of like the ones they use in MASH.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
big bubble. Big,
yeah, right.
And so you can see all around. It was awesome. I'd love to learn how to fly, But and I remember when Channel 3 had a helicopter.
That's right. They sure did. I remember
back in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in one time, and it was in Branson, which might be part of the problem. But the whole fact that you're in the air and there's not that perpetual motion when it stops. I mean, when you think about it, if you're in an airplane and you don't feel that thrust, then you're going down.
Right.
I mean, you know, just stops and hovers, that was a little unnerving. So
Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and on the free Kiel app.
Back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
I reached out to Alan Seabaugh this morning. He's getting ready for court, so he's kind of tied up this morning, but I'm hoping to work something out for him for tomorrow. He had an exciting day yesterday. Announced
he
his
made an announcement.
Candidacy
yeah.
for Caddo Parish District Attorney. I love that thought.
I always appreciate hearing what Alan has to say about a lot of things. And so I think he would do a really great job at that.
So hopefully we'll get him available, work out a schedule for tomorrow. You're going to be tied up, though. You got some stuff coming up.
Yeah, so my youngest daughter gets married Saturday. So, and, you know, and the thing is...
Is that all?
Yeah.
Is that what
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, just one little thing.
Yeah.
But, man, we are so excited. I tell you, this young man that she is marrying is such an... It's really great, because I remember as when she was born, you know, just praying that God would lead her to this husband that, you know, that God was preparing for her, and to get to meet him in real life. It's pretty great. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal young man. So, yeah, so we're excited about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
No, she's still 2 years
yeah,
old.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You and I have known each other for a very long time.
That's right, yeah.
And I remember when you got married. I remember when your wife was in my youth group, for crying out loud. So shut up.
Yeah. Well, and our daughter is going to get married at the same place that we did. And so we're really excited about that. So thankfully they've remodeled since then, but it is, you know, so yeah. So it's going to be a neat
day.
Not
the burnt orange?
No, not the burnt orange, which of course I can't believe as an Aggie I ever stood on burnt orange, but you know. They have remodeled and it's beautiful in there.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel. Yes.
Now breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
We're getting helicopter comments. One Jim Talaferro was texting me and he said, you know, he was with the police department forever and ever. We were talking about Crime Stoppers, but he said helicopters maintenance is always the big hurdle.
I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
No. I mean, I know that insurance on, you know, anyone who flies a helicopter is extraordinarily high.
You know, we were talking off mic, you and I were talking.
Yeah.
And I still love helicopters. I don't know why. I love aviation, but I love helicopters and I would love to learn how to fly one. But I can see it, even in an airplane, and not all airplanes are gliders by any means, but at least it would seem like you would have some sense of if power went out, you could glide.
You got a shot. Yeah.
You could maybe glide it in.
Yeah, a man lands it on the Hudson River. You have a shot, right?
But with the helicopter, now, you lose power. Yeah. And there was just recently, a news story about a chopper that went down. I don't remember where it was. And it was, I mean, some tourists, it looked like a resort touristy location.
Right.
And came down amidst the palm trees in the building. And
how horrible.
Everybody lived.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah.
And we did. Thank you, Bop, on the Shreveport Security Systems message board. He just said WKRP Cincinnati.
The best episode ever. If anyone is. Oh, I mean, you need to Google it, because Les Nessman finding out that turkeys can't fly is the best story.
Tears to my eyes. My gosh, remembering that.
Yes.
And the episode when it was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Or was it Christmas? And
I think
WKRP,
it was Thanksgiving. And they were going to donate or give out turkeys. To everyone in Cincinnati by dropping them out of, and they were live turkeys.
Who knew
turkeys can't fly? Oh, the humanity, he cries out.
Les Nessman, the news guy. So great.
The station needs a helicopter. I'm in if you guys get a helicopter.
Oh, so, I'm absolutely there.
Well, I'm a little more reluctant than that. But yes, I'm in. So, and I'll do Thanksgiving
ever happening?
Day. Yeah.
I mean, if the city can't afford a helicopter, there's no way.
You would think, we couldn't justify one here at the station then.
But I say, I remember when Channel 3 had a helicopter.
Yeah.
And so they had to have a pilot on staff. Can you, the expenses.
I know.
Just amazing.
And they used it for traffic though, right? Isn't that really what they
mostly
were doing?
I think. Which is, again, very specialized. So,
right.
Pretty incredible. Today is Burgers for the Badge today. You can still help. CattleCrimeStoppers.com. You can make a donation. You can go buy a lunch for a Shreveport Caddo Parish police officer today. And we spoke with Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers, and we'll hear what he has to say right after the news. 101.7 FM, 710Keel.com. One oh one seven FM 710 Keel. Mike and McCarty, Aaron out. Jeff Luce in for Aaron today. In studio this morning, Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers. Today, Terry, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Get real close to that mic for
me.
There
we go.
Today is Burgers for the Badge.
Correct.
And it just happened to fall on Police Appreciation Day. What a coincidence.
not exactly. This is the fourth Burgers for the Badge event, which started kind of small. And it's just really grown. And we're looking, the National Police Appreciation Day is in January. You can't do anything outside in January, you know, in Louisiana or really anywhere in the country. And so we already started this event. And so after the third year, the mayor said, instead of reinventing the wheel, why don't we, you know, piggyback on this and make this Police Appreciation Day?
So
and
this is Shreveport Police Appreciation Day.
This is Shreveport's official Police Appreciation Day. The mayor proclaimed it last month. And then we're working on, you know, building the day out. So if anybody has more ideas about building the day out, share them with me. But Lamar Advertising came on and following Burgers for the Badge at lunch, we're doing a, it's called the bowling tournament.
Bragging rights, yes.
Where we're taking over all-star lanes, and we're going to have Shreveport Police against the Marshal's Office, against the state police, against Caddo Sheriff. So that's a new thing for this year as well. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be exciting today.
They obviously can come and watch the bowling tournament?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They would love that. You know, they're going to have the concession and the bar stocked. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to. But it's going to be a new event.
And All-Star Lanes is out Mansfield?
Yeah, Mansfield Road.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
We have to be Shreveport because we're...
I know. I'm just making sure. Just yeah, clarifying. Yeah, yeah,
right. We have to do that. Yep.
So tell me about Burgers for the Badge. How did this get started and where is it today?
Yeah.
And can people and still get involved?
Yes. And so we do it right at the police station, which is 1234 Texas Street, you know, downtown, the old police station, which actually this is a big send-off for it because this is... the police chief is saying we're going to do our final salute to that building
yes.
before it gets taken down, which is going to be early next year. And I believe the new headquarters is going to be built at that site, but not quite as big, you know, because that was the old city hall, I believe.
So it was a hospital it originally.
Really?
100,000.
That makes sense.
I think if I'm remembering right. And then became City Hall.
The, yeah. Probably Looney Bin, too.
But I remember going in there a few years ago. In fact, talking with then Captain Smith about some property. And I remember thinking, and this has to have been 10 years ago, maybe not quite that long ago, thinking, good gosh, this place is a dump.
Oh.
Oh, and this was
yeah. You know,
so
yeah.
I'm so glad that they're finally getting this going.
Yes,
getting a new headquarters.
Yeah, and so as we're building this out, you know, we want the whole public to be involved. And so, how do you do that? How do you get everyone involved? And what would people, you know, they want to thank an officer for their service, but they don't know how. You know, sometimes they'll pick up their meal at a you know, Denny's or something like that, but everyone can thank an officer for their service on this day. All you do is you go to Crime Stoppers website, or even today you can go to 710 Keel's website. We've taken that website over and thank an officer for their service. You know, it's $10. What you're doing is you're sponsoring an officer for the day. That helps cover our cost for Burgers for the Badge and then for the bowling tournament. And any funds that's left over goes into Crime Stoppers Tip Fund, which helps us solve, you know, crimes and prevent crimes. So it's a great day. A lot of people have already been helping us with this. And but I challenge everybody. I mean, it's $10. Thank an officer. If you're on your way to work, talk to the boss man and say, hey, how about we buy a couple officers lunch today, and it'd be much appreciated by them and by Crime Stoppers.
And the event is today.
Today, Burgers for the Badge is from 11 to 4.
But make donations.
Absolutely. Today, tomorrow, whenever they like.
And the website, Crime Stoppers?
Crime Stoppers, CattoCrimeStoppers.com, or as of today, you can go on to 710 Keel.
My daughter, I remember... when the sniper was taking out police officers in Dallas.
No.
That was just a couple of years ago.
It was horrible.
It was hideous.
Yeah.
And once that was resolved, the whole city was in shock. And my daughter, I mean, she lived in Dallas at the time, and she said that she was downtown and she was at a red light and there was an officer, and you could tell he was standing on the corner. In downtown Dallas, and she goes, Dad, I got out of my car and I just went and gave him a hug. And he had tears in his eyes.
That's so, yeah.
And I just...
They're people. They're people. And I'll share a story. The very first time we did Burgers for the Badge, we were setting up and early, and all the police cars were heading on the interstate. They came back just shaken. I mean, you can see it in their face. And what had happened was that was the morning that this terrible person kidnapped his girlfriend's two young children. I want to say they were 2 and 4, and killed them at Bill Cockrell Park on Pines Road, and then killed himself. And they came back from that and just shaken. And I said, how do I do this event? I mean, how do I do it? And they looked at me and said, thank you for this. We really needed this. And I was like, wow. So I've been totally committed to it. And the public has been as well. So, again, you know, thank an officer.
honk, you know, give them a pat on the back, give them a little honk on the horn.
Buy them a burger.
Yeah. Buy them a burger, $10.
What's your goals for today?
Terry, I tell you what, hold that thought. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers in studio. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710keel.com.
Back with more of Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Mike and McCarty, Jeff Luce in for Aaron in studio with Terry McKnight with Crime Stoppers. Terry, we've heard, it seems like to me, we've heard about Crime Stoppers forever. It's been around since, I guess, the early 90s, though.
Yeah, 1991, it was enacted by the Louisiana legislature.
So tell me about how Crime Stoppers actually works when somebody calls 673-7373.
That's right. Yeah, they call
in. Look at me right off the top of my head.
Well done. Ah. Yes.
They call in the number. They go to our website, CatoCrimeStoppers.com, or they use the app, which is called P3 Tips.
Okay.
Which the app is great because you could even upload pictures and videos or what have you. So they give us information, and it could be about an existing crime that we're trying to get more information about, especially with shootings. It could be about, you know, who is this person that we're trying to identify? That could be like a store theft, but most of the stuff, I would say half of it, is new information. So stuff that isn't on the police's radar and needs to be. All those come in to Crime Stoppers. It's all anonymous, of course. And then we determine the right police agency and then the right department in that agency to provide that information to, and sometimes working hand in hand even with the detective. If we use the app, we could confidentially go back to that person and ask follow-up questions. So
when somebody has a tip and they go to p3tips.com, is there an app that they download to their phone, P3 Tips?
That is it. Yeah. If you go to the App Store and put in P3 Tips,
okay,
you'll download that onto your phone.
So when they send a message to P3 Tips, it says it's completely anonymous.
Correct. Correct.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's totally encrypted. And
so you don't see any numbers or names?
No, it's by law. It has to be. It's like I said.
But I know a lot of people are like, I want to give them a tip, but I know it's not really anonymous. They're going to, with caller ID, they're going to know who I am, but that's not how it works.
No, it has to be. By law, it's absolutely anonymous. And we don't want to know their name.
It's nationwide as well, right?
Yeah, nationwide. Each state is run a little bit differently, but there's 500 nationwide. And so I'll get tips that come in from other states all the time saying, hey, this bad guy is or gal is now in your area, and we'll put that on our police's website. And I'm actually, I can't share too much, but I have somebody that I'm tracking right now that's moving across country. It's pretty far away right now, but as soon as I get that arrest, I'll be happy to share it with you, because I'm not giving up on this one until he's in custody.
It's pretty rewarding, isn't it? Just being able to see these happen.
Yeah, it is. I guess I've always wanted to be a little bit of a detective, so Crime Stoppers is a good way to do it. But
now, law enforcement is not your background. How did you, Terry McKnight, get involved with Crime Stoppers?
I was asked to be on the board probably 15 years ago. So I've served on the board, and then I was serving as president of the board. And we had a great director who was a retired Shreveport police officer.
Yes.
Everybody knows Jim. And luckily, Jim was able to retire and go fishing in South Texas. So that's where he is now. And so I jumped in as the interim director. And then a couple of years ago, just made it permanent. So we're seeing a lot of good things with Crime Stoppers. Our tips are way up. We're paying out anywhere from 10 to 12 rewards each month, averaging about $8,000.
Really?
A month. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is nowhere near where we get funded through the court system, but that's another story. So we have to be creative. One of the ways we can be creative is with this Burgers for the Badge Police Appreciation Day. So, you know, again, hop on over to 710 Keel. You'll see Crime Stoppers website on there, and it's Police Appreciation Day. Buy an officer lunch for $10.
Let's wrap up with Police Appreciation Day, Burgers for the Badge today. It'll be the location will be Burgers.
Yeah, it's fully catered. We have so many people involved. Shane's does our burgers and jambalaya. We have Zawali tamales. We have all these things for the officers. We serve 350 officers at that event.
Wow.
But we also have a big to-go thing that my amazing wife, Dominique McKnight, runs. And we'll be sending anywhere from 150 to 200 meals for all the officers that can't make it to the event, like at the detention center or at, you know, all throughout the parish. So they'll get theirs too.
And the Burgers for the Badge is at the police station, 1234 Texas.
Yeah, there's actually some beautiful oak trees there right on the corner of Murphy, right. And Texas. Mm-hmm. So we'll be underneath the oak trees today. And then tonight is the first year for we're doing the Bragging Rights Bowling Tournament. So all the agencies get to compete against each other. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And they'll have pizza and bowling and beer if they're off duty. So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of, you know, we're trying to make Police Appreciation Day a full day of fellowship and support for them, because so many times, you know, these officers just see each other across agency when it's a bad thing. So,
right, sure.
You know, let's try.
And if people still want to help, they can do that by?
They can do that by, again, going to Crime Stoppers website or 710 Keel's website today, donating $10 that sponsors an officer. Helps defer the costs of this, and then any extra funds goes into our Crime Stopper tip fund, so we can pay people for giving us crime solving and crime stopping rewards.
Terry, thanks for coming out.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it. Good luck with the event. I'm hoping to see you out there.
Yes, sir.
107.10 Keel, Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike, and McCarty.
Let's get back to the show with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Louisiana Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson came in studio earlier this morning and some very exciting positive news for the state of Louisiana. Hear what he's got to say just after the break. Jeff Luce in for Aaron, Mike and McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710Keel.com.
Now more breaking news and trending talk with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Jeff Luce in for Aaron McCarty, 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Mike and McCarty in studio with Louisiana Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for getting up early and coming in. I was thinking on the
before
phone.
Before the sun today.
This is Ruben always says, see you dark and early in the morning when we leave. So they sad truth to that. But we were just talking before we went on during the break, and it's very exciting where Louisiana is now, even compared to just like you said a couple of years ago. I mean, we have come to accept it's been the norm. We're 49th and 50th in everything, and that's not the case anymore.
You're right. I mean, I think that's one of the things I like to emphasize is we have kind of accepted this idea that Louisiana is going to be at the bottom of these lists and we can't get out of our own way. And I mean, now, I mean, honestly, the state is just in a completely different place than it was just 2 years ago. I think you can look at, obviously, I was involved in the tax reform that I think really moved the state forward significantly. That's been a problem for generations that's held us back. I know you had Cade Brumley on yesterday talking about education. I worked on that a lot in the legislature to up our literacy numbers, help elementary literacy. Like now we're 16th in the country. You know, we used to be 49th or something like that. So
that's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think, my point is that, policy really makes a difference in these things. You know, it's not just words on paper. It's not just some guys arguing in Baton Rouge. You can really make improvements that change people's lives. If all the kids can read, it's a huge difference than what it's been, honestly, all of Louisiana history. And I mean, now we have a tax code that's one of the most competitive in the country, and you're seeing billions and billions. I think it's $70 billion just in the last couple months. I mean, it's a huge amount of money that's coming into Louisiana that's creating jobs, that's going to feed families. And it's really just night and day compared to 2 years ago.
And I think I know the answer. What do you attribute this turnaround to?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it was a significant amount of work from almost everybody in state government. I mean, the legislature's worked really hard. They've gone in 15 different, you know, special sessions or something like that. I mean, the governor gets up every day and, you know, says, how can we fix everything in this state? And I mean, I know he calls me and a whole lot of people before, you know, 6 a.m. That's how it works. But there's been a significant amount of work to, you know, fix the tax code. You know, economic development agency was restructured. We had already done a lot of education front. They've continued that in the last couple of years, too. I think you're going to see the next 5 years in Louisiana will be nothing like it. You're going to see people moving here. You're going to see growth here that you haven't seen in our lifetimes.
Well, we've already seen a turnaround in out-migration for the first time in years.
We did, yes. It was only minimal. It was like 10,000. But it's hey, the right. It's got the right sign in front of that 10,000.
An aircraft carrier takes miles to make a turn. And so
we added about an aircraft carrier battle group, I guess, is what we added last year. So.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned tax reform.
Yeah.
And the difference in what's difference in, you know.
Yeah, so we had pretty much the most comprehensive tax reform that's ever happened in the United States, like not even just in Louisiana history, but probably in the country. And so in 2024, we had a special session at the end of in November of 2024, and we basically rewrote the entire tax code. So we started with the most complicated, I'd say most uncompetitive tax code. It had a lot of really burdensome taxes. It was in a very complicated way. So you had really high rates. You had to clip all these coupons to try and get it down. It was really riddled with special interest loopholes. And we really went through, cleaned most of that out. We lowered the rates. We now have the second lowest income tax rate in the country, 3%. It's flat 3%. Everybody pays the same thing. We did something similar for corporations. We lowered the corporate rate from the highest in the South down to just about average. We put some very competitive tax changes in there. And we also got rid of the corporate franchise tax, which is kind of a wealth tax on companies. And that's been something that's been a burden on the state since 1934. So it's been around for a long time, and that's one of those things that's been driving investment out of the state. And guess what? It was like we did this big reform in November of last year, you know, and it's rich. Like billions of dollars just started flowing in. I mean, it was not easy. I mean, it was a very calculated plan to get this all done, but you've seen significant investment benefits of those changes have been almost astronomical.
Have we made some changes in inventory tax and things like that?
Because that's a good question. So we have there's actually a constitutional amendment on the ballot. Obviously, we had Amendment 2 that failed in the spring. That was a very comprehensive rewrite of Article 7 of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. There's an amendment on the ballot in, I think, April 18th of next year that will basically to opt out of levying the inventory tax. And I'd say that's one of the last from us as far as competitiveness. We have a very uncompetitive tax on business inventory that I think keeps a lot of these bigger manufacturers, it keeps a lot of these some of these bigger businesses out of Louisiana. And so that's going to be on the ballot April 18th. I encourage you to vote yes. But it basically will allow each parish to opt out of it if they want to, if they have the resources. And I think that'd be one of the best things they could do for economic development.
So if this goes through, then it'll go to each parish and they will be able to.
So basically every parish, their school board, their sheriff and, parish council, whatever, will be able to opt out of. If they all agree, they'll be able to opt out of levying the inventory tax. We also have an incentive about $15 million that the state will pay to them to make that election. So it kind of sweetens the pot a little bit. But I think from an economic development perspective, that's one of the most important things they could do. That's a terrible tax.
It's horrible.
Anyone that owns a business will curse it up and down every day.
The fact that you have to pay tax on the chair that you're sitting in this year and next year and the year after that. You know, I mean, those are just tough deals just in general.
What is the logic there? I mean, I know what the reasoning is. How do you apply logic to that, though?
Yeah, so
you're continually paying tax on old. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's like if you have a, Home Depot or something, right? Mm-hmm. Home Depot has to pay tax, like property tax, on all the weed whackers and everything on the shelves. So it's millions and millions of dollars. Well, if you have, say, like a big car manufacturer, right? Sure. Like they have in every other state in the South. You have a big car manufacturer, you have $100 million in inventory maybe, and maybe even more than that. And you got to pay property tax on all of those cars that are just sitting out there while you're building them. So It's very uncompetitive. Louisiana has the worst version, and that's why we're trying to have
and
this
and so there are efforts to be on eliminate the that or change it? Or
yeah, it's going to be on the ballot April 18th, basically to allow parishes to opt out. So it's in the Constitution. You have to amend the Constitution even to give the parishes just the ability to opt out of it.
But what would be the incentive for a parish to opt out of millions of dollars in tax revenue?
So most, about 40 parishes collect a relatively minimal amount of money from it because they just don't have a lot of inventory. There's not a lot of business there. And so the thought was, you know, if you're, say, Ascension Parish on the river and you have these huge chemical plants and you're getting, $20 million a year from inventory, you can keep it, right? Everything's going great for you. But if you're a smaller parish like in rural North Louisiana and you say, I want to be competitive for a new lumber mill, I want to be competitive for, you know, a giant car manufacturer, out of the tax, you might get $100,000 a year from it or something. The state will give you up to $15 million, which is 3 years of the collections. And then that way you can hold over for some period of time. And then, you can see that investment, you can see that growth coming from that.
Tell me about changes. You mentioned changes in your office.
Yeah, so we've done a lot, and I'm also the revenue secretary, so I'm in charge of 750 people, and that's they've helped me accomplish a lot of these changes. I didn't do it all myself, thank God. But we have we're in charge with collecting all the taxes for the state, sales tax, income tax, and we've made that significantly easier. I was joking that when I came on, I think there was the people before me or whatever. The idea was that. You had to go through as many clicks as possible to pay. You had to make it as difficult. You couldn't read the letters. And so we've tried to go through and make the letters very easy to understand so that you know what you need to do. We tried to make it all electronic so that you can, scan a QR in our next round of the newest, bills and stuff that go out. You can scan a QR code. You can pay. You can get a payment plan. You can do all this stuff without ever picking up the phone and calling anybody. You can just understand everything and just make it as easy as possible. I told them, make the website as easy as possible. You don't through 3,000 things to get to the information, I feel like that was whoever designed the website was paid by how many clicks you had to make to get to the, what you were looking for.
Gee, where have we heard that before?
It definitely. And I just a testimony to that, it made it so much easier on our business. I mean, it is, you guys have done that very, very well. So I'm very thankful because I was part of the old school when we had to do a million things just to pay just sales tax. I mean, it was a headache.
Yeah, and we've made it so, we're trying to make it so that everything you ever need to do, you can do online in your own account and manage it, just like you can with, your Amazon bill or Amazon account, right? You don't have to go and call a million people. Mm-hmm. I've never talked to anyone at Amazon, and at least my wife spends a ton of money there, I think bought Jeff Bezos a yacht, but I think that's the whole, we have a very, customer service mindset now, Department of Revenue. Everybody hates paying taxes, but we should at least make it as painless as possible, right?
Now, you mentioned the tax reform. What kind of economic development progress have we seen since?
Oh, significant. Obviously, it's funny when I was running for governor, I used to joke, that, how do you get back at somebody for running against your governor? You make them revenue secretary, right? That's what you figured out.
Yeah.
I usually, come up here all the time. I came up to North Louisiana, frequently. Mm-hmm. And everybody would say, how do you make sure, don't forget about North Louisiana. We need stuff too. Because I'll tell you what it was, is we had a tax code that was completely slanted to basically industrial manufacturing on the river. Like if you weren't that, pretty much were kind of out in the woods. And so now you have a very competitive tax code where I think North Louisiana, Central Louisiana are going to benefit significantly. You can see that, obviously Meta is building a $10 to $50 billion data center up. Mm-hmm. And that's just a game changer. I was in Ruston a few weeks ago, and it's funny because the change in the attitude, now they're like, oh, well, welcome to Ruston. I'm landing in, Dubai or something.
Right.
It's completely different than it was a few years ago.
Well, they do have a Buc-ee's coming.
They're going to have a Buc-ee's too, no kidding. I think you can see you got the Meta project that's billions of dollars. You have the Hyundai plant in Ascension Parish that's billions of dollars. You have all these LNG manufacturers.
So exciting.
It's just, I think it is, it's good that it's spread out through the state. It's not just in, Cameron Parish and they're building another LNG plant. That's great. But it's not just, I think you're going to see in the next couple of years, even a more significant investment in Louisiana. It's really everywhere is going to be very competitive. And I'm excited about it, if you can't tell. I think it's the great news. I've been foolishly optimistic about the future of the state for a long time, and now I will say I'm confidently optimistic.
Well, and then How refreshing is this?
100%.
To be able to have this type of discussion as opposed to 2, 3, 4 years ago when it was, well, this is what we need to fix. These are the problems we have. This is why. And now it's, look at the progress. We've got a wrap, but thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me.
You're speaking later today in Bossier.
Yes.
And so
the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you. Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary. Have a great week. 101.7 FM, 710 Key.
Back to the big stories of the day with Mike and McCarty on 101.7 FM and 710 Key.